homework, you won't be allowed to hang out with Elias for 2 weeks. Got it?
Yes! Thanks so much, Aunt Jade. I'll make sure my teachers get my homework in the morning.
Jade glanced up from her phone. I guess I don't have to go just yet.
Awesome!
Adina ordered a second round of drinks, and Jade took a gulp of hers. Good thing she'd taken a taxi to the office on the first day. Her car was in the shop, and she didn't have the money to get it. Thankfully, her friend Carl owned the shop and didn't rush her to pay or charge her for keeping the car an extra few days. He would let her take it and pay in installments, but she knew he wanted to get involved with her, and she really didn't see him in that light. He was a nice guy, but there was just no chemistry there.
Drink up, Adina told her. Our next round is coming soon.
She sipped on her drink and frowned. Should you be drinking this much? I mean, I'm taking a taxi, but what about you? Adina waved her concern away with her hand.
I'm good. My neighbor's coming to pick me up. He's pretty cool and has a shop nearby.
Jade raised her brows. No boyfriend?
Nah, too much work. The last guy I was in a relationship with wanted me to be his mother. I wasn't ready to have kids.
She gulped on her drink and picked up the next.
So I divorced him.
Wow, that sucks.
Not as much as thinking you could change a grown-ass man that thinks you should serve him hand and foot while he works from home and makes a mess of everything.
Adina glanced at her drink, the bubbly smile dimming.
I got tired of having an adult baby at home. Now all I have to worry about is me.
Jade knew all about that. Her ex-boyfriend hadn't been that bad, but he'd walked out of their relationship the minute he realized Jade had become instant mother to Ben. According to Brian, he wasn't ready to raise someone else's kid. He clearly told her he wasn't interested in being a father at all, that he was too young and needed to enjoy his life before he had kids, and when he did, they would be his own. It was then Jade realized that not all men could be fathers, and she wasn't going to bring just any man into Ben's life. Chapter 2 Dean Felid marched into the club, exhausted. Why are we here? Gavin Nash, his best friend and business partner, asked, just as exhausted as him. I don't know. I had this strange sense to come here tonight, Dean told him. He glanced around the large bar lounge and noticed how much fuller than usual it was. Is it always this packed on Thursdays? Yeah, that's why we never come on Thursday nights, Gavin grumbled. Plus, I see a few ex-one-night stands I'm not interested in talking to right now. Dean frowned at the masses. Something was calling to him. His wolf told him he had to be here. There was a hint of... He narrowed his eyes into the crowd. She's here.
Who?
Gavin asked, glancing around.
Your ex?
No. Dean inhaled, his breath caught in his throat. Mate. Gavin smacked him on the arm. Fuck, he choked. I smell her too. He gripped Dean's arm. How's this possible? How?
We're bonded, you know that. We've always been. Born the same day, down to the minute. You are my beta. We come from a line of triads.
Gavin snorted.
Yeah, but sharing a woman in bed is one thing. Sharing a mate? Are you ready for that?
Dean growled, allowing his animal to search for the female he knew belonged to him, the one he'd make his and share with his beta.
I am.
He spared Gavin a look.
Are you? I guess I have no choice. Not like we haven't shared other females in the past. He grinned. Besides, I know you're the alpha. I follow your lead, and my wolf is losing his shit. We need to find her.
Dean marched through the crowd and saw a woman sitting at a high table, nursing a drink, while another female walked away from her table.
Isn't that Adina? Where's she going?
Gavin asked.
He ignored his...